Boys and girls, we've had a great week this week. One of the questions we've been answering is Jesus in the book of Jonah? Is Jesus in the book of Jonah? Jesus' name is not mentioned in the book of Jonah, but Jesus is in the book of Jonah. Now, to understand this, we have to understand what's the Bible about. Here's a Bible here. What's it about? It's got 66 books in the Bible, but they all tell one story. And it's all a story about Jesus. But rather than me just tell you what the Bible's about, I've got a little clip that's going to come up which will help you understand what the Bible is about.
Some people think the Bible is a book of rules, telling you what you should. Well, the Bible certainly does have some rules in it. They show you how life works best. But the Bible isn't mainly about you and what you should be doing. It's about God and what he has done. Now, other people think the Bible is a book of heroes, showing you people you should copy. The Bible does have some heroes in it, but as you'll soon find out, most of the people in the Bible aren't heroes at all. They make some big mistakes, and sometimes on purpose. They get afraid and run away. At times, they are downright mean. No, the Bible isn't a book of rules or a book of heroes. The Bible is, most of all, a story. It's an adventure story about a young hero who comes from a far country to win back his lost treasure. It's a love story about a brave prince who leaves his palace, his throne, everything to rescue the one he loves. It's like the most wonderful of fairy tales that has come true. In real life. You see, the best thing about this story is it's true. There are lots of stories in the Bible, but all the stories are telling one big story. The story of how God loves his children and comes to rescue them. It takes the whole Bible to tell this story, and at the center of the story, there's a baby. Every story in the Bible whispers his name. He's like the missing piece in a puzzle, the piece that makes all the other pieces fit together, and suddenly you can see a beautiful picture. And this is no ordinary baby. This is the child upon whom everything would depend. This is the child who would one day be... But wait. Our story starts where all good stories start. Right at the very beginning.
Thanks, guys. Our story's not actually going to start at the beginning. It's going to start in the book of Jonah. But you get the idea that the Bible is telling one story. Every story whispers his name. That's the name of Jesus. So all I'm going to do is just very quickly tell you how in the book of Jonah we can see Jesus in the book of Jonah. Well, in chapter 1, as Jenny pointed out before, we were reminded that Jonah disobeys God. God says, go to Nineveh, and Jonah goes the other way. And we all discovered that actually we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And that reminds us, that points to Jesus, because Jesus is the only person who's ever lived on this earth who's never made any mistakes. Jesus had never done any sins. Jesus completely obeyed his Father. And then we get to chapter 2, don't we? And we learn, yes, just then, that a fish is sent. A fish is sent to save Jonah. And again, that points us to Jesus, our Savior. God has sent Jesus to be our Savior, our rescuer. We too face death like Jonah did. Jonah faced it in the sea. We face it because of our separation from God, because of our sin. And yet Jonah was saved by a fish, and we are saved by Jesus. You see, in that, Jonah being in a fish is actually something that Jesus talked about. Jesus talked about this in Matthew chapter 12. The people were coming to him, they saying, listen, give us a sign. Tell us who you are. We want to know who you are. You're doing all these things. We demand a sign. And this is what Jesus said. And listen to this for a great start of a sentence. You will not receive a sign. He answered them. This is the great bit. An evil and adulterous generation seeks a sign. Imagine over the start of that sentence today. That would have been good for you, wouldn't it? Okay, but however, a sign will be given. The only sign you're going to get is the sign of the prophet Jonah. Just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So Jesus wants us to know that what's happening in the book of Jonah, what's happening in Jonah chapter 2, is a picture of what happens to Jesus. God released Jonah from the great fish. God released Jesus from the grave. And then we get to chapter 3. We get to chapter 3 and we see Jonah taking a message of judgment to the Ninevites. How does that point to Jesus? Well, it points to Jesus because Jesus was the message. And this is the amazing thing about Jesus. We've said that we've been separated to God by our sins, that we all face spiritual death. But listen to this, boys and girls. Listen to this, bigger boys and girls. Jesus was the message who took our judgment on himself on the cross. He stood in our place and he said, I will die for them. Because the Bible, as we've discovered, is all about children coming back to their Heavenly Father. The only way that we can come back to the one who made us is if somebody has taken away our sin, if someone has taken a punishment for our sin. And Jonah chapter 3 points to Jesus, who stood in our place and took our judgment. And then we get to Jonah chapter 4, which has one of the strangest finishes to any book. We said it was stranger than an episode of Scooby-Doo. Okay, and some of the people on the X Factor last night, because they were pretty strange as well. Especially Phil with an F. But he was probably a lovely lad. This is the end of the book of Jonah. Let me read the end of the book of Jonah. Jonah's complaining. God has saved these Ninevites from destruction, and Jonah just can't stand it. This is what God says in his explanation to Jonah why he saved the Ninevites. God says this, "You, Jonah, pity the plant. Even though you did not make it, it just grew one day and went the next. You've got concern over that plant, Jonah. Should I not have concern over the city of Nineveh? 120,000 people who are going to perish, who don't know their right hand from their left." God is saying to Jonah this, "Look, Jonah, you were concerned about this plant, which you had no part in creating. Of course I'm going to be concerned about these 120,000 people who I made, who at this moment are going to die separated from me. I'm going to do, God is telling them, I'm going to do everything in my power to get these people back because they're my children, because at this minute they are lost and I love them too much to let them go down that path." And my friends, listen to me really clearly. God is saying to you this morning, and God has been saying to these boys and girls all week, that he loves them. He loves them so much, and this is where it points to Jesus. He loves them so much that he was willing to send his only son to stand in their place. So they, if they trust in Jesus, if we believe in Jesus, if we say sorry to Jesus, we can come back to our Heavenly Father. My friends, that is good news. That is the message of the book of Jonah. God's love for the lost. It was his message to the Ninevites, and it's his message to us today. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, can I urge you to think long and hard about that? God has made a way for you to come back into his family, and his name is Jesus. He's a great guy. Get to know him. Amen.